It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 15 of the Podketeer Podcast. This episode is going to deal with the voices of Disneyland, but it's not going to just be Rex Allen, which is what I had originally announced. When I went out here looking for Rex Allen audio clips, I found very little. I found a lot of country music, but as far as Disneyland clips, all I could find was the Carousel of Progress song. So I'm going to use that. But what I'm also going to do is I'm going to go into some of the other voices. Now, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to put out two shows today. The first show will be the regular Podketeer episode. The second one is going to be the audio from the Voices of the Park panel that was done at the D23 Expo this year. And it is so good. It's not going to be quite as good when you can't see the people, but it's pretty good. I listened to just the audio, and it's worth listening to. And you'll find the voices. You'll say, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And it's really good. So I'm going to include that this week in the feed. So you're going to get two shows, but as I said, the second one is just strictly going to be the audio from the D23 panel. I'm going to tack on a little announcement at the beginning of it, but then it'll go right into the D23 panel. Now, it's a long clip. It's an hour and 18 minutes, but the whole thing is worth listening to. So if you get a kick out of the Voices of the Park, please do yourself a favor and listen to it, because it's well worth listening to. I just tremendously enjoyed it. And if you want to see the video, get online, but look for the complete video. It's, as I said, it's an hour and 18 minutes long. I forget who posted it, but if you do a search for the complete show, the complete panel, you'll see it. There's 30 or 40 clips where they just took out one voice, one person. But you want to watch the entire thing. It's just really amazing. That being said, I'm going now to play the music from the beginning of the Carousel of Progress song. And this is featuring Rex Allen.
Welcome to the General Electric Carousel of Progress. Now, most carousels just go round and round without getting anywhere. But on this one, at every turn, we'll be making progress. And progress is not just moving ahead. It's dreaming and working and building a better way of life. Progress is the sound of a motor, the hum of a turbine, the heartbeat of a factory, the sound of a symphony, the roar of a rocket. Progress is people getting released from drudgery, gaining more time to enjoy themselves and live richer lives. And as long as man dreams and works and builds, this progress will go on in your life and mine.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Well, as I'm sure you noticed, I also included the introductory spiel that Rex Allen gave at the beginning of the show. So, that concludes my Rex Allen stuff, because I don't want to get the people at the RIAA, which is the people that control music copyrights, I step on enough Disney toes without stepping on anybody else, so I'm not going to play any of Rex Allen's country music on here, but there's tons of it out there on YouTube if you want to listen to it, and you can download it and do that, and it doesn't cost too much, so be sure to do that. Now, the next thing I am going to play is a surprise. So here it comes.
There are several thousand guest band announcements, beginning, looks like, the 20th of December. My dog will leave me alone. We'll be okay here.
Hey, watch it. Watch, don't do that ball. Come on, get out. Stop it. Hey, will you get the dog out of here? I got to do these spots for Dave. Come on.
All right. Now, let's see.
Will you get him out of here?
Right, now, be a good boy.
Hey, no.
Don't you do that to me. Good boy. Stay, Bo. Come on. Come on. Oh, no.
No, hey, yes. Oh, get him out of here. I think he got me.
I'm sorry, Dave. It's what happens when you work at home. Okay, here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the voice. All of us in the Magic Kingdom are glad to have you as our guests today. And whether this is your Disneyland's 30th anniversary celebration, with your host, John Forsythe, Walt Disney Productions proudly presents a Super Bowl 18 spectacular. Part of Disneyland's nighttime magic, we proudly present our nightly fireworks spectacular. But now, for the first time in Disneyland history, you will meet the man behind the voice, Jack Wagner. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland is proud to present this wrong announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, in just about 5 minutes, as part of our special Viva Mexico entertainment, Disneyland will present Antonio Bravo, Mariachi Los Gallos, Ruben Rodriguez, and Conjunto Jarocho. From ballads and bop to ragtime and rock, America Sings is one of the most magical whirlwind adventures ever. So bring your whole family out and see Disneyland. I like the way I said that. One, two, one. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, at 11 o'clock this afternoon, what am I saying? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is a Walt Disney World special program, Romani Bean. If anyone ever doubted the impact of the Disney name on the public, Mickey's 50th birthday would surely convince them of it. Animation seems to satisfy, as few other things do, man's universal desire to swallow. There are winding streets, ornate iron-trellised balconies, things falling on the table. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our grand finale. To honor America on this very special evening that... What? That what? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, why is that? Disneyland is proud to present the Excelsior High School Pilot Marching Band from what the hell is that name? Disneyland is proud to present the Atascadero High School Band. Engineers and draftsmen designing new attractions and adventures for... Engineers and draftsmen designing new attractions and adventures for Disneyland's worlds of Hasika Pasmina. Remember, the speaker also has emotional blind spots that affect his point of view. You can't accept what he says as face value any more than you can reject it. Aw, piss on it. We'll take you to Orange County, close to Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and blind countries.
Lost is sick of fat, son of a bitch.
The finished clay figure is then molded and fabricated into a plastic material ready for the life-giving mechanisms and animation. Experts in the fields of... Ladies and gentlemen, due to high wind conditions above Disneyland, we are unable to talk properly because I have a martini at lunch. Among them, 101 Dalmatians, Snowball Express, Bed Knobs and Broomsticks, and The Lady is a Tramp.
That's why The Lady is a Tramp now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wherever you are in Walt Disney World, we direct your attention to the sky over Cinderella Castle as we present our nightly fireworks spectacular, Fantasy in the Sky. Disney people often point out that they are by far their own worst critics. They are constantly fit-picking. Jesus.
One day, a handsome prince and his hunting partner.
Now, what that was some craziness from Jack Wagner, who was the main voice of Disneyland up until 1991. And he put together a little blooper reel that I got a big kick out of. And that's what I just played for you. I hope you enjoyed that. So we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
It's Halloween time, my frightful fiends, and Disneyland is ours!
Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy and the all-new World of Color. Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort is wicked fun for everyone. Visit Disneyland.com/Halloween.
Trick or treat!
Please join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from another great episode of Podcateer.
Spring Fling!
What'd you say?
Spring Fling!
That's right, it's the Spring Fling at Disneyland, the biggest spring vacation party in the Southland. And the whole swingin' affair breaks loose at Disneyland on Saturday night, April 6th, from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. There's dancing to the Elliott Brothers, Young Men from New Orleans, Spacemen, Firehouse 5 Plus 2, Jimi Henderson, and unlimited use of all Disneyland attractions. Hundreds of fabulous prizes free, like I mean a new 1946 Ford Woody, complete with rack and two Velzy boards, a Dorset ski boat with Big Evan Rude motor and Continental trailer. A party for you and 50 friends. So check the date and make the scene. Saturday night, April 6th, Disneyland's second annual Spring Fling. Advance sale tickets just $4, now on sale at Desmond's and all Wallach's Music City stores. Don't forget that Spring Fling.
Something new is waiting for you at Disneyland. It looks rather innocent. Just a big old mansion. But there's a twist. You see, this mansion is haunted.
Greetings, curious mortals. I am your ghost host at the Disneyland Haunted Mansion. Why not make final arrangements to join us soon?
Well, in case you didn't figure it out already, those last two commercials featured Paul Frees. His voice is pretty distinctive, so I would imagine you already guessed that. Now, the next clip I'm going to play for you is what I had never seen before. I found it on YouTube. It was apparently a skit done on the Jack Benny show, and it features Walt Disney. Now, at the tail end of this, you'll hear a little song, and Jack Benny had Elkie Summers, who was a blonde bombshell at the time, and she was on the show. And when she's singing, she's wearing a Mary Poppins hat. Now, that matters because of what you'll hear in the clip, that you need to know that. Without hearing that, the end of it doesn't really make a lot of sense. So I'll now play that for you. Hope you enjoyed this. I really got a kick out of it. If you're a little younger and you don't know who Jack Benny is, look him up on YouTube. So here we go with that.
Walt Disney.
Well, I like him, but let's don't forget that darn cat. The title of the picture is the important thing. We got to punch it. Yeah?
Mr. Jack Benny is here to see you.
Jack Benny? Send him in. Wonder what he wants.
Well, I thought he was still mad at you for not using him in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Finally got through to him. It was a cartoon. Oh, Jack.
Hi, Walt.
Good to see you. Good
Thank
to see you.
You. Thank you.
This is a real pleasant surprise, you know? You don't come around here very often.
No, what a beautiful studio you have here in this office and everything.
Well, I think after Mary Poppins, I can afford a redo.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Esmeralda, be quiet.
I'll tell you, Walt.
Everybody around here calls me Walt.
I know.
Jack, what's on your mind?
Well, Walt, you see, tomorrow I'm doing an hour television show with a large cast and crew. And I thought that instead of taking him to dinner after the show at the Bistro or Chasen's, that just for a change, I thought it'd be kind of nice if I took him through Disneyland. That is, if it's all right with you.
Oh, Jack, I think it's a wonderful idea. How many people are there?
110. That's not too many, is it?
No. In fact, we have a special department that handles large groups at a discount.
A discount?
Yeah, that means...
I know what it means! Look, Walt, I was thinking, you know, with a big show like mine, I wind up with practically nothing. 110 people. I mean, even with a discount. It would really run into... And since you see the fact that you own the place, I thought maybe...
Come on in, Chang. Behave yourself. Go ahead, Jack. Pay no attention to him. We're all one big happy family. Whatever you can say to me, you can say in front of him.
Well, Walt, as I was saying...
One big family.
Shut up. Now, Walt, as I was saying... Nice pussycat. Walt, as I was saying, you see, 110... Oh, incidentally, did you ever get those four complimentary tickets I sent you to one of my television shows?
Oh, yes, Jack, thank you. You know, I almost forgotten that was about 9 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, just about, yeah. Now, I was saying, I'm taking 110 people to Disneyland. Oh, Walt, I must tell you, I think it's just so wonderful the way you're always taking groups of poor, underprivileged children through Disneyland free of charge.
Well, Jack, we don't publicize that. How did you know?
My sister's kid went once. He had a wonderful time, you know. He brought me back some candy and everything. Now, Walt, it's silly to keep beating around the bush. What I was wondering was...
Wait a minute, Jack. I think I'm getting the idea. You want 110 free tickets?
Well...
I had no idea that's what you wanted.
I didn't. I'm only a bird.
Certainly. We'll see here. Wait a minute, Jack. I seem to recall that when Disneyland first opened, I gave you a 14-carat solid gold pass, lifetime pass to Disneyland.
Yes, you did give me a solid gold pass.
Well, where is it?
Here. I had another dollar.
Okay, 110 free tickets. And I hope you all have a wonderful time.
Ah, thanks, Walt. Hey, listen, you've been so nice to me, I'm going to do something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you know how important it is when a motion picture is publicized on a television show.
Oh, yes, I certainly do.
Well, now look, at on my show tomorrow night, I have a beautiful foreign actress. And we're going to do a foreign film. You know, like they do in Italy, an Italian film. See?
Yeah.
And I'm going to rewrite the whole thing so that it has a sort of a Walt Disney approach.
But Jack, I don't know how you can possibly apply my movie-making approach to a foreign film. I mean, everyone I see seems to be so earthy, so full of basic raw emotions.
That's true, Walt, but don't worry about it. It'll work out.
Ah, but there's such short time. Won't it be a problem?
Not when you're as creative as I am.
He's living in the wonderful world of Benny.
Don't worry about a thing. It'll be great. And thanks so much for the tickets.
Always glad to help a friend in need, Jack. Goodbye.
Walt. I was just thinking. Now, you see, my wife, Mary, she's not on my show, but she's never been to Disneyland. And I was just thinking.
My approach in an Italian movie? This we'll have to see, won't we, boy?
How about some lunch?
All right. Look, Lord, that's a good idea. What can I fix for you?
You fix lunch?
Sure, I want you to rest. Look, what would you like to have? I'll make your favorite dish. What do you like the best?
Well, I like cheese.
Cheese?
Mm-hmm. And my favorite is mozzarella provolone parmesan ricotta.
Mozzarella provolone parmesan ricotta? What kind of a dish is that?
It's wonderful. Listen. Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta. You should eat it every day and you should eat a lot. It is great with vino and it's even good with water.
Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta.
Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta. You can eat it icy cold and you can eat it hot.
Cook it in a tiny pan
or in a great big pot.
Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta.
Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta.
Any vitamins you need, you'll find that it has got.
Even makes a worn-out horse into a champion trotta.
Mozzarella, provolone,
parmesan, ricotta.
Mozzarella, provolone, parmesan, ricotta.
Fast ride, dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming. It's a spectacular night. Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring. Electric light parading, my heart soaring.
Now, I almost forgot. I went to a bunch of trouble, found a clip, recorded it, edited it. So I hate to not use it because this is really the only show I can use it on. And this is Rex Allen in a television show that he had, which was pretty short-lived, called Frontier Doctor. Now, I just got a little bit here, just give you a little taste of his voice. So here we go.
Southwest at the turn of the century, ruthless gangs of outlaws pillaged and robbed at will. With utter contempt for the lives of all but their own, they terrorized everyone, sometimes entire communities. Due to the quiet courage of a fearless man, the reign of terror of such a gang was ended. Rex Allen stars as the Frontier Doctor.
The names of these three men: Will Carver, Ben Kilpatrick, and Phil Jones, members of the infamous Hole in the Wall gang. They were watching the Elkton County Jail. In it, waiting to go on trial for his life at the courthouse across the street, was Butch Cassidy, leader of the gang and as ruthless a killer and desperado as ever appeared in the West. What the three men were about to do, attempt a bizarre rescue of their leader, was to trigger the worst disaster in Elkton's history.
There goes the sheriff. They'll be bringing Butch out any minute.
With all new attractions like Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the rescue. Our 50th celebration is really kicking into high gear. Come join us. And now for a limited time, everyone plays for the kids' price. Visit Disneyland.com or call your travel agent.
Well, Podketeers, that's going to wrap up another episode of the Podketeer Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This was episode 15, and episode 16 will be out here next week. The one that's coming after this does not count. It's audio for you to listen to, but it is not a show episode. So don't count it. Not that it really matters much, but I track these things. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be out here again, as I said, next week with, I don't know what we're going to do. Maybe another one of these Voices of Disneyland episodes, or just depends on what I run across during the week. Now, next Friday, I'm going to be at Disneyland for the Mickey's Halloween party. So if you're out at Disneyland and you see somebody dressed like Tweedledee wandering around, it's me. I was going to get another costume, but I decided I had a really nice Tweedledee costume, so I might as well use it. So that's what I'll be dressed as. So if you see somebody wandering around in that costume, and my daughter's going to be the Cookie Monster, so you'll have a pretty good idea that's us. Just say hi. That's it for today's show, and y'all have a magical Disney week, and join us next time.
You live in Southern California, so you probably know when it's the best time to go to Disneyland, right? Right now.
It's your time to ride, California.
Now's the perfect time to go.
It's your time to ride, California.
Take us
mortals.
Stand by to dive.
Diving stations.
Just wait so long.
We're live for the camera.
Spaceport White, you may proceed.
Here we go.
When was the last time there was enough time to do it all at Disneyland? Well, now you can. Isn't it about time?
It's your time to ride.
The great caricature artwork on the Podketeer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog, is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.